Here today at the Mefasalita desktop app training in St. John of God's in Stillorgan, and I'm joined by Sarah Boland and Anya Walsh and David Dean, who have a wealth of experience between them of using this app. So Sarah, can you tell me a bit about this app and what it's used for?
Yeah, sure. So Mefasalita was started about 5 years ago in Spain, and it was built by St. John of God's in Spain along with Vodafone Foundation Spain. So they saw a big need in the market for accessible apps on the Android platform to support people with an intellectual disability or people with higher support needs to be able to do skills for themselves. And they wanted to harness the use of multimedia through multimedia advocacy to be able to create activities that people could then learn skills for themselves through the use of smartphone and tablet uses.
That's great. And it's been developed through cooperation with a number of international agencies. Can you tell us a bit more about this?
Yeah, sure. So it's all actually agencies that are connected with St. John of God. So we're in 53 countries internationally. So 7 of the different countries. So we've got Germany, Poland, we've got Portuguese, we've got the Spanish, the Germans, the Austrians, the Irish. So we're all working in different areas of St. John of God's around Europe, and we've come together for this project. So we've had about 5 or 6 different meetings, all international meetings, and the men and women will now get to travel next month to Madrid to meet other users of the application and to share the different activities that they've created. So these skills-based activities have used multimedia, so they're using their own pictures, voice and video to create step-by-step instructions to learn new skills.
And this is a free app, so isn't that correct?
That is correct. Been developed by a team of developers in Vodafone in Spain, and they've guaranteed that this app will always be available for free. And they've been developing and continually developing it. So they really are looking for users to send in their feedback to try to make the platform better and to grow and to build other apps that will be able to feed into it.
That's great. And Anya, you've been using this app. Can you tell me what you've used it for? Have you created some activities for yourself?
I created some activities for myself. How to use Spotify and use the vending machine.
And have you found it useful that it's helped you to kind of learn how to do these activities?
Yeah.
Great. And David, you've also been using the app. And how have you found it useful in your everyday life?
It's been good. Like, I've been using it since I heard about it. I love doing it, and it's great. Like, I've been doing it since we started, like.
And roughly how long was that?
Say a few months. Maybe a few months, and then just, like, it's gone good for me. Like, I love using the Mefasalita thing, and it's amazing. Like, I've been, like, working with Sarah, and it's been amazing, like.
Great. What kind of activities have you learned through it?
I learned how to do my bed, learned to do washing. That's the main thing.
Great, that's brilliant. So it sounds like a really useful app for people.
Yeah.
And Sarah, can you tell us what, are there any future plans for the development of this app?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, Vodafone and Spain are looking for more people, more users to start using the app and to give the feedback. So at the moment, you have a desktop version where a coach logs into a laptop and then users are using Android devices. So I suppose the ultimate goal would be to have just using the Android tablet or phone to be able to edit and to upload. And they've already started that in Spain with the Mefasalita Spanish app. So the big goal would be to have the Mefasalita desktop, this is the international one with all the different languages, that would be able to be edited on the tablet. So this program was funded from Erasmus Plus program, on a K2 funding program. So I suppose the idea would be now to do the next step. So how could we get it even more accessible? As technology changes every day, I suppose onus is on technology developers to try to ensure that the technology is becoming easier for the users to actually engage with and use, both from the coach's point of view but also from the end user point of view. But they have spent a lot of time, I suppose, listening to the end user to make sure that the interface is really clean, pared back and easy to use. Now I suppose let's get the coach's profile just a little bit more intuitive and easier for the coaches. And ultimately where my goal will be with the men and women will be able to create their own activities.
Brilliant. So it sounds like it's already very user friendly, but in the future will it be even more so?
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome.